I've been thinking all day about a dream I had last night. Actually, I guess it's more accurate to say that I've been thinking about a realization that I had because of the dream. The dream itself was nothing especially fascinating. It wasn't especially noteworthy in most respects. But it forced me to see something about myself that I've done that I just wasn't aware of. And I'm not really sure why something in me was ready to make the connection today. Anyway, I dreamed about a woman who I used to date. I dated this woman a couple of years, 11 years ago, 12 years ago, I've lost track, something like that. And then I dated somebody else for a while, and then I came back and dated her for another year or so. The specifics don't really matter. She was somebody who loved me very much. She wanted to marry me. And I didn't want to choose her. But maybe I'm getting ahead of myself to say that. Let me tell you what the dream was about, first of all. There wasn't much of a plot to the dream. In the dream, it was simply about me spending time with this particular woman on a very routine day. There was nothing special. I can't even tell you the specific things that happened. They were that unnoteworthy. I mean, the specifics. But it seemed to be a fairly long dream, and I was spending time with her, and I enjoyed the time I spent with her, but it wasn't anything huge and noteworthy and important. And I woke up in the night, not long after I'd had the dream, and I thought about it. And somehow it hit me, something hit me that told me something about myself that I had never thought of before. Then I went back to sleep, and then when I finally woke up in the morning, I spent most of the day thinking off and on about this. This woman was, she was what you might call a good catch. She was beautiful, very intelligent, highly educated, very motivated, very, in a lot of ways, very much like what I would describe me wanting. We wanted a lot of the same things in life. We wanted the same kind of family, children, all sorts of things like that. When I met her, she lived in Nebraska. She moved down here to take a chance on us dating. And she was very devoted to me. I mean, she was very, I couldn't have asked for somebody to do more as far as being the sort of person that I wanted her to be as far as our day-to-day interaction went. But she wasn't perfect. Obviously, nobody's perfect. But as I thought about what I dreamed, and I thought about this realization that in so many ways she was what I wanted, and I enjoyed my time with her and those sorts of things, but I still rejected her, all of a sudden it made me realize that I have a history of connecting with women who love me and who become devoted to me and who want me, but I can't accept them because something in me says they're not perfect enough. And I know that sounds crazy. I realized a number of years back that I have a problem with perfectionism in myself. People used to accuse me of being a perfectionist, and I said I couldn't possibly be a perfectionist because if I were a perfectionist, my life would be more perfect. I didn't realize that a perfectionist is not necessarily somebody whose life is perfect, but rather someone who judges himself or other people harshly for not being perfect. And yes, I was guilty of that. I realized that about myself some time back, and I've been dealing with it. But I realized it as far as the standard that I was holding myself to. I had never quite seen that I'd done the same thing with women who I've loved and who've loved me. You see, since they weren't perfect, I treated their love as though it was a cheap thing, as though it wasn't worth anything. I took it for granted. I didn't value it enough. And in each case, I was willing to casually throw their love away until I had destroyed all that was left of it. And in a couple of cases, I ended up regretful afterwards. You see, when I was in the position with them, when I was somehow refusing to choose to accept them permanently, I was seeing things that were true. And I was seeing imperfect. It's not that I was making up things. I was seeing things that were true. But because I had this standard of perfection for myself, without realizing it, I also had the same standard for them. And I felt as though they were worthless. Ultimately, I could not choose them if they were not perfect, because that would reflect imperfection in me. And I can't believe that I have never realized this. At least not this strongly, not in these terms. But now, I want to be clear about something. This dream and the realization about it, it was not about this woman. It was not about any other woman I've dated. It wasn't about anybody else who I've had relationships with in the past. It was simply understanding something about myself and going, oh, that hurts to realize. You see, I'm not regretting now that I didn't marry this woman or that woman. I'm simply thinking about two things. I'm thinking about the love that I denied myself that various women have been eager to give to me. And you see, I have been highly regretful of the fact that I don't have the love and the connection that I want. I've talked to you about that many times, those of you who have been willing to listen to me talk about it. And today, I'm sitting here realizing I'm in that position because I rejected imperfect love that they wanted to give me. So that's one of the things that I'm thinking. The other thing that I'm thinking is I'm realizing the pain that I've caused to them. Even though I have never said to anybody, I can't marry you or I don't want to stay with you because you're not perfect enough, I've never said that. it's still just as bad that I've been in positions to have women who wanted me, and they were what I said I wanted, and then I rejected them. And I know that has to hurt them. And as I said, I've denied myself love too. And in each case when I've done that, after I have rejected it, and after I've destroyed whatever love they have for me, afterwards, and after the love is gone, I always regret having lost it. I haven't felt as though I was good enough. This is ultimately not about them. As much as the pain I might have caused them has been about them, the fact that I needed them to be perfect was about my own imperfection and my own fears about myself. I didn't believe that I was worthy of love if I was not perfect. And accepting love from someone who was imperfect would have meant that I was imperfect. So I had this thing so screwed up in my head that I was necessarily going to somehow hurt myself and other people because of my own fears. I don't know what to do with this thought. I mean, there's a part of me that would like to pick up the phone and call at least a couple of people, you know, a couple of ex-girlfriends and say, I want to tell you what I've learned. I want to tell you something that I figured out. But the truth of the matter is, you know, whatever I had with them was long gone, so it's not like they're sitting around thinking about it. I don't need to open an old can of worms with them. Whatever is left is simply for me to think about and for me to figure out, and more than anything, for me not to allow to happen in the future. I know every time I love a woman that she's not perfect. Even the most recent one, who I loved more than anybody I've ever loved, I can tell you precisely what her flaws are. In a lot of respects, I feel as though I know them better than she does. Might be fooling myself, but I think I do. I think I saw things in her that she probably didn't realize that I could see. And I think it would have scared her if she had known the flaws that I saw. But you see, she had all of these amazing things too. I don't know, there's a part of me that thinks, do I fall in love with somebody simply because she is the closest thing I can find to perfection? And then I ended up being pushed away from her for one reason or another as I learn that she's not perfect? I'm not sure. The only thing that I can say that makes me think that maybe I am actually learning with the cases from the past that I can look at, I can say, I pushed this person away. I had the chance and I pushed this person away. I told her no. In the case of the most recent woman who I really loved deeply, I knew her flaws. I saw them very deeply, and I accepted her anyway. I hoped that she would want to be on the same path of self-improvement, psychological, emotional, whatever, that I want to be on for myself. But I didn't expect her to be perfect. So maybe I am learning something. Maybe I unconsciously had gotten some emotional maturity that I didn't realize that I had achieved already. I don't know. I suspect that's the truth, but I can't say. The only thing that I can say for sure is I'm glad that I consciously know this now, because it makes it easier for me to look at imperfections in someone I love and say, it's okay. She's not going to be everything that I need her to be. I'm not going to be everything that she wants me to be. There have to be certain thresholds that we have to get beyond in order to be, quote, quote, good enough for somebody else. I hate to even use that phrase, but it's true. I mean, there are certain standards that I have. I mean, somebody needs to be able to be a good mother. I want somebody to be intelligent. I want to be attracted to the person. All of these sorts of things. But I realize really strongly that my fears about imperfection in the women I love is a reflection of my fear of me not being good enough. And what this tells me ultimately is that I have to keep working on that in myself, because I'm not there yet. I'm not to the point that I can say, okay, well, I feel good enough about myself just the way I am. I still need to change. And I mean, I know that anyway, but this is simply something that I did not realize had been such a grave issue. Anyway, I'm glad I had the dream. I'm glad that she came to mind. I'm glad that I was able to remember that I enjoyed the time I spent with her. She was a wonderful person. And frankly, even though I'm glad I didn't marry her, and I know she's happy married to somebody else now, I realized that I could have been happy with her, even with her imperfections, because she was willing to put up with mine as well. Anyway, this is an odd thing to realize. It seems as though I keep finding more and more things about myself that I need to change. More and more things about myself that I need to understand. I mean, I know what it's connected to. I know how deeply it goes back in my childhood, et cetera, et cetera. I'm grateful for all that I've learned. I'm grateful for how far I've come. But some days it surprises me to realize that I still have so far to go. But for now, I guess it's better just to realize, I mean, just to be happy and to be thankful that that I'm still making the progress that I am. Anyway, I guess that's really all I have to say about this. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next time. Bye.